Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, tomorrow is the summer solstice, and you can celebrate, of course, by dancing to sunset or dancing to free live music all over town. That's right. Tomorrow's the annual Make Music Day, launched in France back in 1982. The idea is to have musicians come together and give back to their respective communities, a renewal, if you will. It's the seventh year that Chicago has participated. There are concerts all over town tomorrow, starting at the beach at sunrise and going all throughout the day. You can get all the info at makemusicchicago.org. One of the concerts tomorrow will, in fact, be 11 different concerts, and that's just here in the city. At 11:30, quartets from all over the country are going to play Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings and George Walker's Lyric for Strings. It's part of a show called Lift Every Voice, Musicians Rising for Racial Justice. And then at 5 o'clock in Millennium Park, 5 p.m., the quartets all come together for Lift Every Voice and Sing, which will be performed by my next guest, Grammy Award-winning gospel singer Darius Brooks. Brooks is a mainstay in the gospel scene here in Chicago. He's been nominated for so many awards. He got his start in the Chicago church, where at the age of 18, joined the Thompson Community Singers, also known as the Tommies. And he stayed with them for over a decade. And, of course, he has so many great credits to his name. Darius Brooks, my guest tonight. Good to see you, Mr. Brooks. Thanks for being here.
Justin, I'm honored to be here with you. What? You are the man.
Oh, no.
So good to see you.
All right, so let's talk about this. I mean, this is a huge undertaking. I mean, the idea of putting Lift Every Voice, Musicians Rising for Racial Justice together. Talk about how you got involved.
Well, Patty called me, who's an incredible musician for this organization, said, Darius, you know, just, man, it would be awesome if you just do it. And first, actually, it's for the church. And I said, I'd be honored. And then when she thought about it, she says, will you do the main event? I said, of course. And when she asked me to do Lift Every Voice and Sing, I'm like, wow, this is huge. Balance of life is key, Justin. Too much of anything ain't good for you.
Right.
And when you're talking about bringing people together, you're talking about something huge that's absolutely amazing and incredible. So those kind of people I love getting involved with because it's a bigger picture. So when they said, then the orchestras and the groups all over the country, I'm like, what? I'm in. I am in. Count me in.
Well, it's funny because music and the church, and I think about, has always been at the epicenter of social justice movements, and gospel included. So what's it mean to be a part of a show that's called Musicians Rising for Racial Justice? What's it mean for you as a singer, as a member of a citizen of the city of Chicago?
It's a great conduit and resource to bring things back together. At the end of the day, all hearts to me are red and they bleed. Anybody who don't understand that just have different perspectives. But to me, the soul that the spiritual or the church dynamic or relationship that people get into kind of sort of give us a navigation of what this thing is all about. So it to me, it goes hand in hand when you really have a passion for something to make something better. It includes you, someone else, towards an objective, not necessarily that I'm right or wrong. So when I heard about it and when they asked me to do it, I'm like, this is it. I'm on it. I talked to my wife about it, and she says, Darius, you got to do this because this is what I do. I love bridging the gap.
For you, I mean, let's talk gospel music, your career. You know, I kind of mentioned the lead that, you know, you started as a youngster. Even, I mean, you joined the Tommies at the age of 18. You lived a life before the age of 18 in music.
Yeah. Well, my mother, I don't know if you ever heard of Mahalia Jackson, but my mother played for Mahalia Jackson.
Amazing.
I was in Mahalia Jackson's face and didn't even know who she was. It's crazy. Of course, I've been with Reverend Jesse Jackson. I've been his minister of music for Rainbow Push for a number of years, 26, 27. I can't even name it. And some of the people he's introduced me to, from James Brown to Lou Rawls, the same. When I look at this kind of dynamic of great music, it comes from the soul, Justin. Oh, my goodness. And if you ever want to reach, they say music soothes the savage beast. So when I was 18 and I came up in church, come through the Thompson Community Singers, it's all now coming together how music is the connector.
Did you find yourself as a kid, I mean, as a becoming a man at the age of 18, having to make a choice to get into the Tommies? I mean, to say this is what I'm going to do as opposed to I'm going to go do something else. I'm going to get out of music. I'm just going to live my life. What drew you to the Tommies? What kept you in gospel music?
Passion. Your passion, what you really love, is what drives you. Your job doesn't wake you up in the morning. Your passion does. Oh, my goodness. Unfortunately, it's a true principle, whether it's negative or positive, whatever your passion is, it drives you. And whenever I would hear gospel music, I play, I sing, I write, I produce, I teach, I train. Mm-hmm. So my passion was there. I'd find myself running to rehearsal, just singing, Jesus is a rock. Jesus is a rock. Jesus is a rock. I mean, Justin is crazy. But your passion, that's what drew me. And since day one, my passion for music, and my mother always taught me, Ethel Brooks, she was a great pianist. She taught me, when you have a passion and you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. We chase money. Mm-hmm. Do what you want at the end of the day. But if you ever find your passion, you'll live your best life.
Why is it that, I mean, there's so many great stories of some of the great musicians of our time that started in the church. They started in the church choir, they started in the church band. Talk about the relationship, not just with gospel, but for a lot of different musicians. Mm-hmm. But what is it about the church that makes great musicians?
Justin, you ever heard Amazing Grace?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ever heard of the song Precious Lord, Take My Hand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Music is heard with the ear, but it's understood with the heart. And the reason everybody come through church to do it, I would have to bet you, if I was a betting man, that 60, 70, 80% of the people, watch this, even from rock to Beethoven, they come through a spiritual metamorphosis that takes them to a musical avenue. So church is the place from Whitney Houston to Aretha Franklin. What? Luther? What? Lou Rawls? Listen, James Brown?
Right,
what?
Right.
Some of the, when Michael Jackson said James Brown was his mentor, listen, all of them came out of church.
Mm-hmm.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand high and tired. I can't, because I go, I am weak, I am worn through the storm. Now you transfer that into a real relationship, like, baby, I love you. It just starts transforming from R&B.
It's from the same place.
Yeah. Different language, different ambience. It goes from God understanding that feel to, baby, I love you.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing. I mean, you think about the soul that goes into gospel music. As you just referenced, I mean, this concept of finding that place, finding that spirituality, it may not necessarily be as overt and literal in the sense that you're praising God or praising Jesus. But the idea of finding that spiritual place, that is what you're seeing in so many musicians who continue to prosper in any sort of form.
Absolutely. Justin, you are absolutely right. And I wish that a lot of people could have taught a little differently in the church, because it's not necessarily a Jesus freak or a God illusionist, but more of a spiritual journey. It really is. Feelings and emotions are different from spirit. Spirit says, what is it that I really want? Feelings and emotions let you capitalize off what you do. You are absolutely right. It's a spiritual journey, something that's bigger than us. As a matter of fact, I really study the Word of God, not religiously, but their principles. And he says, and their works shall follow them, which means when you tap into your spiritual mm-hmm. person, your spiritual journey, everything you do, watch this, you leave for somebody else to say, wow. And they capitalize and gain from what you spiritually connected for the earth and for people. And I love it. I always say, if you think education is expensive, you should try ignorance. So, Justin, you are absolutely right when it comes to spirituality. And wonderfully, a lot of people have it. Some don't. But that's the key. Because when it's spiritual, it's always a bigger picture. It's almost like you see what you don't see. You don't just sing because you like to sing. But your singing is so powerful that it touches, transforms, and changes other people's lives.
We're talking with Grammy Award-winning gospel singer Darius Brooks. He is going to be a part of the Make Music Day. I'll give all that information at the end here, which is tomorrow. I'm fascinated where gospel music is going because Chicago has such a strong connection. And you keep it going, which is great. And, I mean, we have the Gospel Fest here. We have other things. But gospel music is truly a Chicago experience. You're a perfect example of someone who observes it on a daily basis. Where is gospel music heading? Because more and more we see it to be almost, and I mean no offense to this, but museum-type music, where, you know, you talked about Mahalia Jackson and others in the form. Talk about where we are currently and if a younger generation is skipping the church.
Justin, you are on point. Man, we got to come back and do this again. This is awesome. I'm so serious. The millennials,
you're always welcome.
It's so true. The millennials are really, if we don't teach them they're going to miss it. But when you said the Gospel of Chicago is the mecca of gospel music, you know who've come through here? Thomas Dorsey, mm-hmm. Precious Lord, Take My Hand, Mahalia Jackson, Sally Martin, James Cleveland. If you go to any of the big names in gospel, they came out of Chicago. Chicago is the maker. Even Milton Bronson, the Thomas Community Singers, they came out of Chicago. Not being biased, but I am. I'm so glad to be from Chicago.
You kind of have to be,
yeah,
right?
I mean, this place is amazing. Justin, here at WGN, listen, I mean, this kind of information right here, everybody don't get this. Justin had to connect Darius Brooks. What? I know this guy. And I'm like, Justin is the real deal. Justin really know what's up. So that connection is huge. And you're absolutely right. Chicago is a beast when it comes to great music, entrepreneurs, people who have started in this field. And then it goes off into the mm-hmm. other things. I believe gospel music will never go anywhere.
But, you know, you see with the millennial generation, and I don't want to – I hate to stereotype generations because it's like a pet peeve of mine because mm-hmm. everyone's different. But you do see a change in the way that maybe the idea of spending time in the church and learning the church mm-hmm. band or learning an instrument or being in the choir mm-hmm. is something that can be bypassed if you're a musician and move on or not spend the time on Sundays or spend the time rehearsing in a choir. This idea that maybe the church's impact or influence on musicians is dwindling. Do you see that? Do you see younger kids not coming through and are participating like other generations have?
To a certain degree, yes. But Justin, you're not stereotyping. Observing and stereotyping are parallel. You have to differentiate those very well. Yeah. Stereotyping is saying what something is. Observing says what something appears to be. So you're not stereotyping. And yes, what you're saying is absolutely true, because the millennials these days, and I agree with them, the other ways are not working, and you can't trick me with this stuff.
Right.
So they're going to come up with new ideas to do what they need to do wonderfully. I've learned this.
Do they lose that center of passion, though? That's, I mean, as I think about you, or I think about artists that you've mentioned in this conversation, they went through the church, they learned the choir, they learned the band, but they learned how to articulate their passion and, mm-hmm. and bring it to the next level if they're a musician. Do they miss that by missing the church?
No, and I'll tell you why. God is not the church. Jesus is not the church. I know that's what we've been taught. But God is his word, and you said it best. You are amazing. You said, no, so true. I'm telling you the truth. Your spiritual walk is where God is. It's not church. It's not Genesis to Revelation. Those are his words. But each one of us individually has to tap into our own individual self. And wonderfully, it doesn't matter what you do in life, there's a spiritual aspect that will catch up with you. As a matter of fact, get old, 50, 60, 70, you're going to get to a place that says, wow, what happened? And God says, well, I guess this is it. You got it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that spiritual connection is what keeps us close to God. So these new millennials, I ain't talking about God, no religious person.
Right, they don't need to go in the church.
Right, but the spiritual aspect of how God orchestrates events to move all of us in his will, they won't bypass that because it ain't going to happen.
Well, are they going to bypass if they're artistic kids, mm-hmm. and I think of a new generation, even younger than Chance the Rapper and others mm-hmm. who are bringing that into the spotlight, by missing that experience, that extracurricular experience of being in a choir, being in a band, do they miss out that something that they may stick with them and define who they are as musicians moving forward?
I don't think they'll miss out, because I'm going to be honest with you. Justin, as you and I sitting here talking, a different culture. I came from a different world, but look at what's happening in this room right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. So to answer your question, I don't believe they're going to miss out, because I have a belief that God has a way of orchestrating things to turn out the way they're supposed to be. Now, if they don't seek it and look for it, they can get their wrong answers mm-hmm. from wrong different things, because there's a lot of crazy information out here. But spiritually, if you stay in tune, there's some crazy things or will appear to be crazy that will be orchestrated where you say, I want to do this, and not necessarily putting a name on it. But it is, because I don't care what nobody say, God is infinite. He's not people. He's not things. He's the world. He's the earth. He's all of us. And whoever tap into it will bring this thing to light. What kind of person would do music and think justice will be done? Well, watch.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a creative way to say, hey, let's do this. Black and white, what? And then music, what? Watch. It's going to blow things out the water. And that's what I love about you, Patty, and people who could see. Eyesight with no insight is twilight.
Ah, that's good. All right, you got to come back. We got to wrap up, but you got to come back. We'll do more. We'll get some music up in here. Grammy Award-winning gospel singer Darius Brooks will be part of the Lift Every Voice Musicians Rising for Racial Justice concerts tomorrow, both at 11:30. 11:30 you'll be doing in your church in Westchester.
Yes, Grace Central Church, 10216 South Kitchener Street, Westchester, Illinois, 11:30.
And then at 5 o'clock in Millennium Park, all of the musicians will come together from around the city, and Darius will be singing Lift Every Voice and Sing. Great to have you here to celebrate Make Music Chicago, which is the event tomorrow. Darius, great to meet you, and looking forward to having you back.
I'm so honored. Thank you, Justin. You made a way for me. You've opened doors I could not see. Yes, you have. You made me do right when I would do wrong. You made my enemies leave me alone. I've accepted you, so you're mine. Now you're with me all.